Shalom.
Hello, we're reading selected excerpts from the sources for the Holocaust Remembrance Day.
Rav?
I don't have anything to say. We have a special day, and the year that the government decreed that we have to... make it a day of remembrance.
Nikra,
so let's read the excerpts from the Kabbalists.
Excerpt number one from the Zohar. Israel were made by the Creator, the heart of the whole world, and so are Israel among the nations, like a heart among the organs. And as the organs of the body cannot exist in a world, even for a minute, without the heart, so all the other nations cannot exist in a world without Israel.
No questions.
What
does it actually mean, Rav? There are nations who live in certain places, they are not connected to anyone from Israel, and they do exist. So what does it mean here?
It doesn't mean that they exist. The more correct intention, the more internal intention, is that the connection to the center of the world, the Creator, can come to them only through Israel. And what they're looking for, the connection to Israel, and when they can't find it, it brings them to hate Israel. That's why there's the matter of hate and anti-Semitism and all those things from within. They don't know what is the reason. But the reason is that they feel that through Israel they can't find the center from which they can fulfill themselves, fulfill their souls. And they rise on Israel, they rise against us and think that there's no choice. If we simply cancel them, from that we'll find a way to exist by ourselves.
Meaning, Rav, this sentence speaks about nations in whom a desire to discover the Creator awakens or something. And then they feel that they need Israel or they have a certain relation to Israel.
I wouldn't say go to such an extent to reveal the Creator that they have this desire awakened in them, but it relates to it, yes.
Thank you, Rav. What does it mean that I need to be the heart of the whole world?
You need to be that center of connection for all the nations of the world, between them and to the Creator.
Now that I see all the scenarios all over the world, I see all kinds of different states, should I take it as something that the Creator is showing me? What should I do with these states? What should I ask the Creator for?
You need to try and find about how you can benefit the connection between you and all the nations. From that point, from that place, from that connection with the Creator. Through you comes the connection between the whole world and the Creator.
It means that I have to really raise man for everyone?
You have to raise man for all the nations, yes.
It means that I need to feel this lack as though it's my lack, everything that is happening there on the outside.
Yes. We also pray like that, for this, for this, for this, for this, for that, and on us.
And for the whole people of Israel.
Yes.
What? Again.
Israel, on the one hand, is the heart of the whole of humanity. The whole of humanity depends on them. On the other hand, the Creator made people a stubborn nation. Why did He make the people of Israel so stiff-necked, so stubborn, if everybody depends on Israel?
Because the system has to depend on Israel. Through the system through which the light is passed to all the nations of the world, which is why they have great resistance and then opening to all the light.
This force of resistance, this stubbornness, ends up drawing a greater light. Is that the reason for it?
Yes.
Beseder.
Okay.
There was always anti-Semitism in the world, meaning hatred towards the Jews, towards Israel. It always existed. There are periods when it bursts and you can see it, it's revealed. There are periods when it's less apparent. Now we can see it in the world, that the world is like kicking us, and it's apparent, and everybody is joining and riding this wave. What does it mean precisely now in this time that it's happening? What does it point to when it is increasing and more evident such periods of time? What does it mean?
It points to the fact that the will to receive in the world is more aggressive. It stands out more. It demands more. And the nations of the world, through that desire to receive, they demand from the fulfillment from Israel. Israel seemingly stealing this fulfillment from the nations of the world. From that stem all the complaints.
Okay, hatred to Israel increases more and more. We see that. On the other hand, we don't see that Israel is becoming more and more ready to give a feeling to that hatred and cover it with love.
Yes.
We don't see one opposite the other. I don't see this. I see one growing, but the other is not.
That's what we need to complete, compensate.
How will it happen? It doesn't come naturally that we want to compensate.
There will come blows, not simply from the nations of the world, but also from above. And the people of Israel will feel that they have no other choice but to be connected with the Creator. Otherwise, it has no way of saving itself.
Why these blows that are happening now, that are landing on the people of Israel now, are not enough for them to start moving towards correction?
I can see that these blows reorient us toward the Creator.
So we need more blows in order for us to turn to the Creator?
It's possible that yes.
And how can we precede the remedy to the blow? Is there such a possibility?
Through the wisdom.
That
a person learns about the system, he knows what the arrival of the light to all the created beings depend on, how can he start with it, continue and finish it? Then he tries to realize it.
To the nations of the world, seemingly it's clear in their subconscious what they need to demand, and it just erupts in such a way.
They only wish to destroy the source of evil, because if there is no source of good, it becomes a source of evil. And then they rise against Israel. Because it's clear to them that Israel is the reason, the cause.
Okay, so then, naturally, it's clear how it should be. But to Israel, it's not clear how it should be. Naturally, it's not clear to us.
Israel doesn't even understand what it's talking about.
So why is it like that in the system? Why does one part understand its role? It's not aware of it, conscious of it, but it operates like
who?
That.
Who?
The nations of the world.
The nations of the world understand that the fulfillment does not come from Israel. And that's why they rise against Israel.
Why, on the other side, Israel are also not operating in such a way in response?
Because they don't understand their role. They don't understand their role at all.
Why doesn't the Creator want Israel to understand their role?
No, he wants it.
It's a fact. It's not becoming realized.
It's not becoming realized because Israel doesn't want to recognize their obligation, their duty relative to the nations of the world and to the Creator.
Why do Israel not want to know their role?
Because it obligates. It obligates you.
The new anti-Semitism is dressed in being anti-Israel. Seemingly they say the Zionists are conquerors, colonialists, and the anti-Semites themselves. They don't say I'm anti-Semitic. They say I love Jews just like anyone else, but I just don't love those who settled there in that country. Is there importance to this new form, or is it just another clothing of the same thing?
Has no significance. Has no significance. Of course, it's convenient for them to clothe it in this way and to invoke hate against the country. From a proportion of the population, from the ground, but in truth, no.
Well, for us it's not clear because we're a stubborn nation, but why isn't it clear to them what we are learning here, that we hate the Jews because they're not performing their role? It's in their subconscious, so why is it not clear to them that this is the reason?
I don't think it's clear, and I don't think it's the question at all. Rather, it's simply how it is.
Yes, this is how it is, but seemingly it's indirectly, it doesn't come directly. If someone would come to us and say, guys, you need to unite between you, then you'll be good towards the Creator.
No one would want to hear it. No one would want to hear that because correction toward the connection toward the central point of the world. It's a very, very difficult proposition. They can smell it 1,000 miles away.
So there is something here which is hidden from us and also from those who hate us.
Yes.
But it's so strong that it works without any rationale. And
that's a history of humanity.
So what's new in our generation? What is different from previous generations?
In our generation, the difference is that we can correct, as Baal Sulam says, we can correct this twisted story.
And previous generations couldn't correct this distortion?
It wasn't revealed so much after the Holocaust, after the nuclear bombs. There are now reasons for it to be revealed.
So it becomes apparent that everything in life is arranged, but this hatred is the only thing that doesn't go away?
Yes. What are you waiting for?
Ken.
This desire, Yashar Kev, Israel, Israel, as we were speaking earlier, as one man with one heart, through equivalence of form, is that already above reason?
No.
To choose between all the many desires in equivalence of form and one desire towards Him, It's not according to reason, or is it?
Are you thinking of the entire nation, or a single person, or what?
I'm thinking in the ten.
No, in the ten.
I want to understand the difficulty of above reason, if that really is the reason outside the ten. That it's a degree above reason. Maybe that's a difficulty, that we can't enter to such a desire.
Again.
The connection between us is above reason. Our connection should be above reason. That's something we can listen to and make efforts towards. But we can understand the difficulty here, that also for us it's difficult. So how, or maybe that will help us make even more efforts in it, because we understand that it's really something standing before every person.
Do you understand? Do you understand what he's asking?
I'll continue. The whole external story we see with the nations of the world and the nation of Israel, there's also the internal story that the wisdom of Kabbalah is talking about. The nations are the lower ones, and Israel is Malchut, and there are corrections and drawing lights and raising man. And it's all above reason. How is that connected to this correction, what the wisdom is telling us about? How does it project outward, or how do we advance the correction?
Against that, we have actions.
Even to ask the questions, that's not... We don't have enough vessels. Also, Gilad was speaking about different Parzufim, different Sfirot. Within the ten, we're all... If I depict it correctly, from ten Sfirot, so every Sfira is different from the other.
So what?
So how do we break through that above reason? How do we really make spiritual connections? That's also a question that
back out to the extent in which we come close to spirituality. But then we need to connect between us and turn to the Creator and demand from Him to shine upon us, for Him to illuminate upon us from His light, from His degree upon us, and then we will be able to be included from His desire. Okay.
Bala Sulam's explanation is that for the external nation of Israel, or only for the Kabbalah students to understand the system?
I think that it's towards the internal.
Because externally it's a huge gap in the way we explain.
Yes, yes, where are the people? And
but still, why is it built that way? To explain the point in the heart and connection, it's very easy. It's clear there's a desire that yearns for spirituality, and he gets an answer in the wisdom of Kabbalah. It's obvious that the connection between us have many benefits on all kinds of levels, and we can see how it advances society to correction. And here, there's a complete enigma. There's a nation of Israel doing one thing, and it's affecting people inside, that's happening on a different way. It's like mysticism. It's a completely invisible connection, completely disconnected. Why is it like that?
Because we need to prepare the general vessel, which will give light to all the vessels. And it's impossible without us relating to creation as one system.
Specifically, the nation of Israel and the process they're going through and the process the world is going through, it seems to them that it's different parts of the system.
Yes, yes, different. But the moment we connect, then there's already a connection.
That's something we see. The ones who make the correction see the system and how it affects every part in it. It's interesting how the article about Jacob choosing the Creator and the Creator choosing Jacob, that it's the same thing but from two points of view. One's from the branch and one's from the root. If I try to bring it to how we're speaking about the hatred of the Jews on the nations and the opposite, so can we say that just as we study to see that everything happens in one body, can we say that it even happens in me and the whole purpose is that I have to determine and choose bestow the exodus of Egypt, it's all in me?
Of course you can say it that way, and there is a certain justification to it. But nevertheless, this force is very small and weak. From the general force and the general kli, for me to go down to some individual vessel with an individual light.
But maybe that's the work by Bnei Baruch, that it's all me, and you connect one after one till you become a big light.
Yes, that's why we have come to a state in which we need a society. And in the society, we all need to be connected, and there.
Tov. Toronto 2. אין? בסדר. Kiev 1.
Да, дорогой Раф, вот в результате вот работы нашей группы мировой мы можем...
As a result of our work in the World 10, can we lower the threshold of hatred towards Israel in some way?
אנחנו צריכים לראות איך אנחנו...
No, we need to see how we open this dissemination, this broad dissemination that needs to be from Bnei Baruch and to the general people of Israel. Not yet so much. So are we ready for it, or are they ready for it?
Almata 1.
Спасибо. Я хотел спросить со стороны мирового кли. Вот вы всегда говорите, что есть Израиль.
I wanted to ask on behalf of the world kli. You always say that there's Israel and Bnei Baruch and there's the land of Israel. So there's when I go out of the Bnei Baruch building, the people around me don't belong to my heart.
Let's
I go out here. Should I build some kind of certain attitude towards the whole nation?
No, we'll start talking about such a thing later on, but in essence, now you don't need to do anything as such.
Selam Rav, selam dostlar. Dosta karşı duyulan nefretin temelinde bu antisemitizm mi var? Ve eğer öyleyse iki Yahudinin barış yapması tüm ulusları olumlu...
Is antisemitism basis to the hatred towards the friends? And if so, when two individuals make peace between them, will that do good to peace with the nations?
Yes, it will influence. So much so that all the hatred between the nations stems because of the wars between the Jews.
H10.
H10.
When
we look at the nation of Israel from the outside, there's pride, a feeling of pride that the nation of Israel, that the nation of Israel is proud. Why is it like that?
So that they'll have something to work upon. Then that's why they have such a thing.
How can we implement the quality of pride correctly towards the outside?
Yes, we move it from the externality of Israel to the internality of the nations of the world.
Rehovot. Ein. Yofi. Tov. Az nishar lanu rak Holland.
Okay. Then Holland.
What makes the nations of the world choose for the heart of Israel?
When they study the wisdom of Kabbalah, they understand that everything depends on the will to receive, and the will to receive mostly appears in the Jews, then it'll be understood for them that the essence of the weight of the will to receive is in the people of Israel. And therefore, in this part, the correction of the world depends upon.
But do they want that right now already? On a deeper level?
They've wanted it for some time already.
Mm-hmm. And is this
they want this internally as well.
In a, let's say, in a sort of negative way.
Yes, yes, that's how it is.
Okay, thank you.
It's written that the Creator controls Israel and didn't give them to other rulers. Today we see that Israel is controlled by the nations. Why is it like that?
It's not so controlled this way. It's not controlled yet.
We see that every action we do, we have to get an approval from other countries.
That's because you're a small country.
So we're controlled by...
But it's in your hands. Please increase the power of Israel that you can do. And then you'll see how everyone will behave with you.
So we will supposedly get the Creator's control upon us and there won't be a control on Israel?
No, there won't be. Okay, that's it.
Beseder.
All right. Yes.
Banglitim ze beseder.
Shia.
There seems in order to the unfolding of what this whole process since October 7th has awakened in the Jewish people around the world. First, I felt a great awakening between the connection of Jews outside of Israel to Jews inside of Israel in support of Israel, where previously it had been rejecting. Now, there's a great awakening of, for instance, a younger generation in the United States that previously denied that they were Jewish. And now they can't deny it because there are tons of anti-Semites in their face saying, you know, Israel die, Jews die, basically. And they're awakening. They say, I can't deny any longer that I'm a Jew. And they're beginning to feel a certain comfort in it because they have nowhere else to turn. I'm wondering what other steps What else needs to be awakened for people to be ready, in general, to receive our obligation towards the world?
We need to be explaining nothing but that. An explanation with all its power in all manners.
I heard you say that neither we in B'nai Baruch are ready or Israel in general are ready to receive an explanation in dissemination from us. And personally, I'm a bit frozen from taking action because I don't want to do harm in the way I present the message. I'm not sure that there's some readiness to be received still. So how to, first of all, ready myself or awaken myself towards the right way to share the message?
Yes, Baal HaSulam has been awakening us for decades, and we need to start to execute this in practice.
Okay. If there's still nothing to receive, people are still just justifying how great Israel is. Am Yisrael Chai, and the blame is always placed on other people. Look how crazy these anti-Semites are. It's unfounded hatred on their part. And then if you say to them, wait a second, we have a part in this, in what's going on. We're partly responsible, largely responsible for what's going on. They say, you're crazy. I mean, they're still at that point. For years ago, did dissemination where, you know, we took out a big article explaining in the New York Times. We went to Israeli March Day and tried to explain calmly to people, you're crazy, these people are fanatics. Even now, every single explanation, I read every headline about anti-Semitism, no one is hitting the nail on the head. It's still coming from a place of pride. It's leaning in the direction of connection, but not connection in order to correct our nature. How to move things, how to take advantage maybe even of the fact that everyone's so vulnerable. How to awaken towards our responsibility inside of it.
We need to explain. You can talk here for another 10,000 years, and it won't help. There's but one way to explain to the people of Israel, to those who are called the people of Israel, and to the nations of the world, those who are called the nations of the world, in short, to explain to all of humanity what the reason is and what the result that needs to be from the human development from each and every one and from all of us together. That's it.
In sort of a surgical way, without emotion,
matter of fact way, short and immediate.
In saying something that someone will totally reject you, it doesn't make a danger that when things become even worse, they won't come to your direction for a solution. Or you don't worry about it. You just say it, and when the great creator will make greater desperation, and they'll have to listen then.
Ken.
So don't worry about...
Yes.
Okay.
Ken, Dodi.
יש כאן איזה מצב תקוע.
there's like a stuck state here. On one hand, the blows still aren't developing a sensitivity in Israel to listen to their role and implement it. On the other hand, now there also aren't any ears to listen to their role in the previous explanations we had. So it's not clear. To keep explaining, okay, we'll keep explaining to the deaf. That's what I'm hearing. Or until blows come.
No, that depends on what blows. So yesterday we flew together from Kafkaz to Israel.
If
they would stop all the flights, I think that that would already be great pressure upon the people. Yes? And more such things.
That, for instance, would be a blow that would wake people up to listen to their role if they close their ear.
Yes. More and more. Not gradually, a little more. And how much is it going to cost us that we're giving their to every government and every delegation, etc.? I would say that it's very important.
Another question.
Yes.
What's our duty, Bnei Baruch, Israel, compared to the nations, to the actual nation of Israel in the land of Israel, towards the nations?
What's the true cause for anti-Semitism, the real reason for anti-Semitism, which is because it really stems from us receiving nourishment from elsewhere, from the upper, from the Creator? That's one thing. And the other thing is that it's very complex, and it enters into the foundation of every nation and every religion. And we have no choice but to go and with slow explanation to everyone.
If we, Bnei Baruch, would implement our duty, we'd connect more between us and to the Creator.
Yes.
What else would the nation have to do? The nation of Israel would still remain with something extra to do, or do we cover them?
We would cover this. We would cover it.
The recognition of the nation of Israel on their role, does that have to go through recognition in upper force?
Say not in recognition of the upper force. Instead of the Creator, say the force of the general connection.
Because when you come to a certain group in the world and tell them you have a role, even though you don't know and don't feel, but you have a role. So I guess it was given from somewhere, from someone. And not from government in the world or Congress or the United Nations. But whoever put the humanity on this planet also chose a certain group and gave them a duty.
Yes.
So you have to acknowledge that there's an upper force conducting everything. Otherwise, a role seems like a weird complaint. So in our nation, there's a big part that acknowledges that there's a Creator in the world, and the Creator gave them a book with all kinds of laws and commandments. And they're saying, we will perform these commandments and we'll work it out with the Creator. And
well, they're trying to do this already for 5,000 years. No?
Right now, in those laws, the actual role is hinted in a very concealed way. For instance, in the story of Yonah, you have to be a great wise guy to understand what's written there.
That's okay, and what next?
So why isn't it written clearly?
That's not a question to me. That's a question to Moses and maybe to the prophets.
It seems that that upper force isn't satisfied by the nation doing what they're doing incorrectly.
Your questions are not to me.
So what should we do with that part of the nation that does believe in an upper force? How can we approach them? Because the ones that don't believe in an upper force, they're like, don't talk to me about anything.
No, I think there's what to turn to the part that is connected to the Torah and to the part that's not connected to the Torah, to both parts, because they're all suffering, both these and them.
Ken.
Yes.
No.
אני מכיר את העבודה בעשירייה. איך
בעשירייה? I know the work in the ten.
אני עובד...
How in the ten can I work against anti-Semitism? What I understand, it's like a candle before the big flame and create peace in the world. What's the point we have to work on? That's what's actually happening.
אנחנו משפיעים על החיבור של העולם.
We are influencing the connection in the world, and we're saying that it depends on the Jews, to the extent in which their Torah speaks about the connection of love thy friend as thyself. And therefore, we need this method, this demand needs to pass to all the nations and all the people, and expect for it to happen, and then the world will be corrected.
If in the ten the friends do the work correctly, so the creator raises a wall of fire or anti-Semitism between the friends. The moment the wall rises, the moment the separation and hatred, the unexplained and unrational hatred works. How should the ten make peace in the ten?
There's no problem with that whatsoever. If we learn the Torah as we could, and the articles of Baal HaSulam, and they understand where this comes from and why such disturbances rise on the way and what to do with them.
If what's happening in the ten, and let's say my feeling towards what's happening in the ten, it's exactly what's happening in the world. Like if in the ten it's a small blow, so in the world it's a tsunami that covers all the universities and campuses to burn Israel. So how do you take this and do work like Israel that need to do the work? And what is it that you ask for mercy, start fasting, and how do we change this attitude that we are creating what's happening in the world? War in practice, and we're asking for peace on it. What would the corrected Israel do that moment? Tear off their clothes? What start what would the corrected Israel
It also does practical actions that are not correct.
What does it mean that I create peace in the world through the ten?
They would relate between them in love and towards the people outside as well.
So to just go for connection in the ten all the way, to kill yourself for it.
Why commit suicide on it?
Meaning that as much as we're torn, we hold on to one another with cuffs.
Why with handcuffs?
And
with an embrace.
Yeah, but this embrace I can hold on, but the Creator is stronger than me. He tears us away. So how can we, in that moment that we feel,
only to the extent that you can't hug him, the Creator shows you where you can't hug him.
That's the exact point I'm asking about. When I feel that I can't hug, and I'm torn, how can I cause an extra hug in the tent and not to tear off?
You invite them to the lesson, to reading the article, to a little meal, and so on.
Thank you.
Ken.
Rav, האם אפשר לראות את המצב כמו שבעל הסולם? Can we see the state as בעל הסולם explains, like the ripening of the fruit? There's a process, and we need to take things into proportion.
This process, according to the calculations, needs to end long ago, and it's not done. It's a sign that we can ask why, and then we get an answer. Because you're not asking with enough force.
So it's not a process that has to be whole. There's something
that we're drawing. That's why we're learning about this and we're talking about this and repeating it again and again. Turkey 8.
Good morning, dear Rav. Good morning, World Kli.
Morning.
Dostumun sorusu. Soykırımı Yahudiler rahat hayatlarını bırakıp kutsal topraklara gitmedikleri için Yaradan'ın
cezası. Was the Holocaust punishment from the Creator because the Jews didn't agree to leave their pleasant life in the whole world and just go to the Holy Land and the spirituality?
Yes, exactly like that. The fact that they didn't agree to let go of their comfort and didn't agree to prefer spiritual upliftment upon corporal upliftment. That's why this, what came to them during the time of the Holocaust, came to them. Yes.
UK Wild.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, friends.
Morning.
Rav, with all of the anti-Semitism, many Jews in the diaspora are talking about making Aliyah. How important is it for the correction of the world that that takes place?
That's up to them. Just like the Creator manages it freely above, we cannot enter and make an order of our own in this. Rather, like he is free, relates this freely, we too relate to this freely. For the correction of the world, it is very important. Because to the extent in which the Jews will unite together, then for the world, faster and better comes the reforming light. Yes, it's written about that in many places. And we will all be able to stop suffering.
Woman Piti 23.
Women PT
23.
Good morning. What message can the nation of Israel hear today? The Holocaust Day
2024.
I don't think that it's a big problem. Because we're all suffering here and there from all kinds of pressures, even small blows. So the people understand what pressure is, what external control is. That's why we can use the threat of the Holocaust upon the people of Israel.
Do you
see an advancement also in communities around the world and in Israel, the land of Israel?
In the small communities, I don't know. But let's say in Canada, in the United States, it's felt. And I hope that soon it will be felt more, also in other communities.
Yes.
In Israel, do you see an advancement?
In Israel, I don't know. I'm actually here. I am hiding behind my students. I can't say.
Woman Ukraine 2.
Всем доброе утро. Вопрос от подруги. Как связано разбиение в группе между нами, которое мы не исправили еще, и разбиение в мире? Существует ли прямая пропорциональная зависимость, и должны ли мы принимать в расчет это в нашей внутренней работе?
Мы должны принимать в расчет все.
Is there a straight connection to the world, and should we take it into internal work?
We need to take into account all the shatterings and understand that from the connection between us, everyone will be corrected.
Woman unity. Woman unity.
Антисемитизм, если рассматривать из внутренней работы, выглядит так, как будто я.
If we look at anti-Semitism from internal work, it seems as if I'm ignoring the deficiencies and not working on them. Then it turns out that all of reality comes to that point of that deficiency. How can I strengthen the revelation of the deficiencies that we don't feel?
In order to awaken in you the sensitivity for this, you feel it, and that's why you don't see it as important. You don't feel it, so that's why you don't feel it as important. That's the problem. Okay, Dudi, what are we doing?
Can keep going to the next part by Rabash.
Yes.
Rabash, quote number 2. All the hatred that the nations feel towards Israel is only because they are the Creator's people. As our sages said, what is Mount Sinai? It is that hatred that came down to the idol worshippers.
Questions?
Continuing what we were talking about, we see that one of the things that Baal HaSulam writes is that we need to release ourselves from the customs of the nations. It also said that Israel went out to exile in order to mix with the nations of the world, with the souls of the proselytes, and I see that the process that we have to do, which is to release ourselves or disconnect ourselves from our will to receive, it's a matter of separation. And I think also from the Creator, He presses on the external people also to separate. Like you said, if the borders were closed, the people of Israel would feel their uniqueness more. What we're lacking is, what is the uniqueness, the feeling of the uniqueness of the nation of Israel? What is the uniqueness of the nation of Israel in an attracting way?
Love.
The uniqueness of the nation of Israel is to build such a vessel that in it you can receive all the nations of the world. Otherwise, that quality won't exist.
The people of Israel today are still very, very connected to what it brought with it from outside. It's still drawn to those same external contents.
But a different time has come, a different period.
To what?
That the nation of Israel has to understand that they have to keep going.
This ongoing is what I want to ask more. It's not clear. We don't know what the people of Israel is and what it needs to engage in what its filling is, the filling of its life is.
That's your work, my work. But just like that, it won't come to the people. In the nation, only a deficiency can come. And up till when? And that's it. But the answer for that, can't receive it.
Also today, lately, there are parts that are educated enough amongst the people and come to the correct conclusion and are even talking in very clear words like we know how to talk. I don't think that they know precisely what to do, what needs to be done so that the people of Israel will be built.
And that's something else. You're saying that there's a general agreement that we need to change. To what form should we change? It's really a calling in our days. Now, how can we actually do it in practice? And here you'll see that everybody's just lifting their hands up, putting their hands up, even those that are crying out, let's connect. Also, they're actually giving up, lifting their hands up, because there's no method of connection, building of a new system between us.
Also with us, Rav, we say connection, and when we have yet to find the mechanism exactly how to do it. I think it objects to what's happening on the outside. I truly see how it fits with what we're doing, where we're having difficulty. The same thing is happening outside. Where we have advanced, also the people of Israel advanced. Meaning there's a correlation that you can feel between our state and what's happening on the outside.
Yeah.
And it's truly this feeling that we have to attain this this method, this essence, so that it will be possible to present it to reality. And if I want to tell the world today what this is, I can't. I want to explain to them what the good, corrected people of Israel is, and I don't know how to share that. I have a feeling for it, but I don't know how to talk about it yet.
Yes. It's not expressed externally.
Yeah? Rav, we once used to go out with this matter of the unity of the people of Israel and how important it is. Today, at least with the events of the last 6 months, very big factions within Israel, within the nation, it's very clear to them the matter of unity. And what not enough precise, refined within us is how do we bring the message of unity together with the Creator to the people of Israel. And you also mentioned that there are different colors to the nation, the religious, the secular, the traditional ones. How do we come to a point where it's for sure important for each and every one of them?
We need to think and talk about it more and more. I'm starting my assumption point is that I don't know. I also heard that from Rabash. And I saw it in his group. No.
No, Shaul, ma.
To continue also, I was on the road, I saw a big sign My son didn't die for nothing, enough with this separating conversation. The fallen ones, it's only their heritage, is only our unity. It's really this prohibition for separation that our son gave us, but it's not clear what yes. Meaning unity is a slogan. It's not what, let's see, when there was Zionism 150 years ago, there was a goal to settle everyone in Israel. It's not clear what the goal is now, what the vision is.
To be in one heart. I understand it's not working.
It's not even understood.
Yeah, it's not understood.
That
is what we need still to disseminate. It's a problem.
How can we disseminate something that's not even defined?
To connect hearts? Connect all the hearts to the Creator. You need to explain it.
What
to explain?
Just as Bala Sulam writes that you can use all the means you have with song and with whatnot.
In
all vessels, music, internet, TV, everything.
Before the means, what's the message?
The message is that I have it, I have it. I have something that saves us. They need to feel that we are in a really danger of complete destruction. That we're crying out that we have such and such missiles. That's not worth anything. And if we used to be scared that the sea of our neighbors will destroy the fence and go into us, now it's more clear than ever. And we have to deal with it now. That's why we need, on that deed, we have to stand and say that cannot happen only with the help of the upper force. For us, obviously we need to stand. I also need to know that from inside I have to be strong. Otherwise it won't take place.
I think the fear is really felt, and even the fact that the military cannot withstand it, because we can see that where our hands are being bound, even truly from above, from all directions.
Yeah.
But what does it mean that we have to be strong from within? What is that force? How to depict that force?
That force from within, in our desires, we can connect to such an extent that this connection won't be spoiled.
Won't
be spoiled, won't ruin.
The connection is always corrupted in the people. So what does it mean that it won't get corrupted?
Well, at least worse than it is now. At least from what it is now, that it won't. That's it. No worse. That it won't. That connection won't separate.
I'll just add a word. Bala Sulam uses the concept.
Lumiim.
national muscles. It's like the word that we're missing. What are those national muscles? It was once expressed, like the friend said, to come to the land, to settle. It doesn't grab the true matter that needs to be. What are the few national muscles of the people of Israel? How can you explain that? What is that force, that unity of camaraderie that needs to be in the people of Israel?
That we understand that we're standing before an essential decision, fateful decision, and it only depends on us. And all of us together need to connect between us and to be destined, to be concentrated, to be towards this role. I don't know how to speak nicely, but that's something we need to know this. Just as back then, the weapons don't change. Just how it was thousands of years ago, still it is. Warm heart and a strong hand.
Find the message against our salvation from the danger of annihilation. What do we want to say? That the connection between us will save us, or the upper force will save us?
Our connection with the upper force.
The upper force needs to be in the picture. This connection is good.
Yeah, and nobody will resist that. Yeah.
I think that the problem here is in the people in this room. We're constantly, it's what I feel in the friends, that we're always trying to tell someone else and we don't understand ourselves within. I think that we're not looking for the Creator enough within, in the heart. We need more work in the heart.
Yeah, that's right. And that's felt.
Ken.
Yeah.
Good morning. Your teacher divided the world to food, sex, family, money, honor, and knowledge. So what interests people in this world? In spirituality, there's 613 work with desires that open, that are not revealed right now. But now, this moment, what's going to unite people? You can't engage in those things without them being egoists at some point.
So what do you say that we need to do first?
Scrutinize the message. What do you want to unite people around? You see, Jews, you see anti-Semitism, they worship the others. They don't even know who they are themselves. You can talk to some small audience, but in the end, if we don't open a certain desire, which is above this garbage, then you have no language, you have no one to talk to. There's no connection.
In our method, there's nothing you can do. We can't go out to the general public, that's clear. It's only to individuals. And to everyone, you can only go out with connection. That we must have connection, otherwise we won't survive. That somehow more people can understand.
Not long ago, we did that clip with Zenkai and his. They're always pushing us with these clips. There is a certain topic for conversation, but you don't have the way, the method to say, hey, be nice, try to be good. You know that it's not going to happen, and people don't hear, and so how do you take the charge down more massive? How do you put it a stronger?
For people to hear, you have to show them what will happen if they don't hear.
Here, they see what happens when they don't hear, and still nothing. The wars of the Jews is not stopping, even now. Here, this evening, we lost 4 soldiers, we're losing, and nothing's helping. As long as it doesn't come to my door, the fire doesn't come to my door, everyone can die, and no one cares about it. Ceremony is nice, but...
Yeah.
In the introduction to the book of Zohar, Baal HaSulam puts everything on the advertisement of the publication of the internality of the Torah. What does it mean to advertise the internality of the Torah?
To explain to everyone, to the whole nation of Israel, to explain what the internality of the Torah is, that it's speaking about love your friend as yourself.
So to what extent, for me the Torah is Baal HaSulam and Rabash. I'm also, as a secular person, didn't agree to take any other Torah. I came here completely as a secular person. That's the only Torah that entered to my heart. So to what extent do we need to advertise those writings of Baal HaSulam and Rabash with clear explanations of yours, excerpts, it'll be clear.
Of course, we need to advertise it as much as possible in the whole nation.
Okay, now concepts like... There's concepts that are very hard for people to understand what it's talking about. They take things that they heard before, like Torah and Mitzvot. When we advertise such excerpts, can we put in parentheses all kinds of
like
descriptions?
Yeah, you can.
Okay, what else do I want to ask about that? Okay. All right, thank you.
Ken.
Thank you, Rav.
It seems like there's some, I don't know if it's a flaw in the system, but some built-in problem that there's a part that the Creator chose, preferred, and automatically this causes the rest of the parts to feel unsatisfied. So why did he do such a blemish in the system, so to speak?
There is a gap between lishma and lo lishma. To bestow or to receive. And it's, the gap is two worlds, two forms of reality. That's why you can't explain it to whoever, for now, is in the corporeal world, that it's all according to reception. You can't explain that there's something else in order to bestow. You can't. Try and explain something to a baby. You'll see as much as you tell him that he needs to give something to someone else. He holds it himself. That's why we need to use whatever we have you have opportunities to do something else, something to offer, please. But that's what you have.
So,
on this level, you can't really explain it.
Yeah.
So what can you explain? How can you lead this process in a way like you explained to, let's say, to a baby with patience? And...
So we're using what we have as means in order to not reach wars, not to reach problems, big problems, national problems. That's it. That's how we remain.
So the explanation really needs to be down to the ground. And what do we do with this? How do we connect this explanation to something higher?
As much as each one can depict it in higher.
We connected this way, yeah.
Yes. I am going. Keep going.
So friends, let's do a summary of this special lesson we received from Rav. We'll assemble in our tents and summarize what we received from this lesson. Please.
We're continuing the process above reason. How everything starts from the Creator but continues in an else besides Him. And He ascribes a result to none else besides Him, activating everything.
I think that also the first article is kind of like giving all the internality of the lesson and what's on the chapter at the moment. What's on the line? And that we need to unite reality. Like Rav said very powerfully, that the Creator chose Jacob and Jacob chose the Creator. It's the same thing. It's simply, it's exalted, but we need to connect, to crystallize this, the people of Israel, into this place that the light is and where it connects everything.
Yeah, he said it very nicely that here between us, here in this group, we need to search for the Creator between us, in our hearts. I said that guy said it nice, that we have to make the correction here in this room, all of us, to search for the Creator between us, in our hearts, more than attempting anything external.
Yes,
I thought it was very special that he said that we have to work in the heart. Each needs to reveal the Creator within him. And the
Creator,
and there is private providence, we should not forget. And we have to believe this, that there is private providence.
Yeah,
and there's a process here that from wanting to become one man with one heart, adhere to the Creator, we discover that we're lacking it. What are we lacking? And then we have something to ask for. And when there really is a need, then we can get an answer. So the order here It can also be a state that we start from a request, and then there is also an opportunity for connection and revelation of what we're lacking. So, in short, to keep engaging in it, and as much as possible to put it in our desires, that we don't have a connection between us, and how much we'd want that connection, how much we need the Creator in that connection.
There are complete processes here, both on the individual and then also on us as a people, as a nation. It all stems from the connection we have to give from our labor, from this observation that if we don't labor, nothing will happen. And we can also feel that from above some big blow is landing upon us that will cause us to move. And we want to move before that. And this advancement is in every single degree. It's actually more necessary today. And only from this we can then expect the answer from the side of the Creator.
The reality is divided into Lishma and Lo Lishma, the forces of reception and the forces of bestowal. And the part that wants to reach Lishma has to acquire that quality. Pass on the light, that is the role, whether it's to the nation of Israel or the whole world. And from here everything will open to the extent that we connect into one heart. Reality will change, we'll get new conditions and vessels, and we'll know how to approach reception and implement the purpose of creation.
The part that's called Israel, the people that the point in the heart has been awakened in them, has a role, they have choice. We need to realize this choice. Our providence can be individual, we need to go in this direction. Just like the Creator said, just like the Creator chose us, we need to choose Him. Each time, to understand our role, the necessity of connection between us, and the realization of the goal as a way to bring the whole world to correction.
Thank you, friends. We'll end with Rav's words. To connect between us and to turn to the Creator and demand of Him to shine upon us, that we will be incorporated in His desire. Again, to connect between us and turn to the Creator and demand of Him to shine upon us, that we'll be able to incorporate in His desire. Three announcements. You're invited to the World Kabbalah Convention Rising Above Reason, Saturday, Sunday, 18, 19 of May. For details and registration, enter the website convention.kli.one. Who are you, the Nation of Israel? Thursday, 9th of May. Strengthening the spirits in Israel. Invite your friends and family. Details on the website. And today's schedule at noon, the lesson, 5:30, reading test, 7:30, reading Zohar. We'll end with a nigun.